Right here on the phone, I've got my buddy Dave Atkins. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, man. How are you? Doing good,
I'm doing great. I'm having a blast. It's a beautiful day, and I know that you're. We were just chatting, and Dave's here. Dave Atkins and Republic Steel. They have a wonderful new album. That's just the way I roll. We're going to talk about that, but while we were waiting to come on the air, Dave, tell them what you were planning on tonight, what you're going to be doing.
Well, here in about, let's see, I'm an hour behind you now.
Right.
I'm on the, you know, the different time zone. But,
right.
8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, I will be singing the national anthem on ESPN, man. I'm excited.
Wow, you're going. They're going to say, "Wait a minute, where's this guy been?" We're going to. I was telling him before we came on here, you're going to be on the. They're going to have you singing at the World Series at some point. Maybe this year.
I hope you're right. Or you know, I had a buddy when I found out that they had asked me to do the national anthem. I had a buddy that just started sending me all these national anthem fails. And that is not something that you want a friend to send you. Oh, I'm so nervous.
All you mean the people where people have flubbed them and stuff and forgotten the lyrics?
Oh, man. Listen, you got to look that up later. It's called it's National Anthem Fails. It's hilarious. It's horrible, though.
Well, you're not going to do that. You're going to get out there and you're going to absolutely nail it. It's, well, I'm going to try to find you.
Confident. I need that. I want to think. I want to say, you know, when I'm walking up there for all those people, I'll say, you know, Steve Martin told me I could do this. So.
You want to practice on it now with a cappella here?
I'm good. I save, you know, the
save it. Save it for the night of, as they say.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh man, I've been playing this record, the Dave Atkins and Republic Steel. That's just the way I roll. It is such a great man. You and I've heard other things that you did on the Civil War album and on this thing, and man, it's just great. I mean, you've got everything on this. You've got Please Come to Boston. You've got some gospel flavored things. You've got some straight ahead driving bluegrass. And tell folks a little bit about the band. Then I'm going to have you pick out a tune from the new album to play for them if you got a minute.
Well, thank you so much, man. I appreciate all the wonderful the help that I get from you and so many. Man, so many DJs have been so good to us. You know, it's been a new band, and it's kind of hard to get in that. I guess I call it the circle of familiar. It's hard to get into that circle, but we have been so accepted, and it's just been wonderful.
Well, Dave, you know why that is, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Because it's good music, man. Killer. It's not just, it's great music.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah. You know, in this CD, here's my deal. I love bluegrass. I grew up on it. I've played it since I was 8 years old. You know, I played Dollywood for 2.5 years. I've done bluegrass since I can remember. And I love it, but like on this CD, when we sat down to talk about it, I didn't want to have, and me and Kenny Oakland, my best friend, the mandolin player, my partner, my business partner, you know, we sit down with all the guys, Matt Kruby plays banjo, Wesley Wolf guitar, and Danny Stilton, or Danny Ray Stilton on bass, and we said, you know, let's not label this thing, let's not put 10 grass tunes, let's not put 10 country tunes, let's just put good music, let's just find some stuff.
You, Dave, you can never go wrong with that process.
Well, that's what we did, and man, you know, like, Please Come to Boston. I mean, to have the wonderful Dylan Bradley sing, you know, the harmonies on that with me is just, she is an amazing person, and she's been so helpful. But, you know, that song, the first date, Steve, that I had with my wife was going horrible. I mean, it was really going bad. And I knew that it was going bad, and I told her, at a last desperation, and anybody that plays and sings and stuff, they know this is where I'm coming from. But at the very last attempt, I said, do you know that I play guitar and I sing a little? And she looked at me like, yeah, sure you do. So long story short, I talked her into going to my buddies. I grabbed the guitar. I sang Please Come to Boston. And we've been together ever since. And, you know,
that's a great story.
Yeah, well, you know, and it goes to Steve Gulley. When Steve Gulley was looking at producing our first record and recording it, you know, he said, well, I want you to come and sing for me and let me see. So I sang, Please Come to Boston, and he took us on, and then to get signed to the label, Real Rhythm, that done our first CD. You know, that same song had been coming to play so many times, and, you know, that's something that I wanted to share with everybody. So that's why that song's on there.
Well, that's a nice touchstone for you, and it's nice that it's that you can do it so well and that it's played so many different roles. And I think, Dave, at this point, we ought to play that for the listeners. I got it right under my cursor right now. If you want to take a break and let's
yes,
play
sir.
Please Come to Boston for everybody out there. They're probably saying, what? Now, you got to remember, this song is from, like, what, 74, 75?
It was Dave Loggins.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, that was a huge hit. Huge hit. It played forever on the radio.
It was monstrous, and I can remember being little and just loving that song, and I guess it just stuck with me, and I'm glad it did. Man, I hope everybody likes this.
They're gonna like it. Let's take a break here. Dave and I'll chat, and everybody out there can listen to "Please Come to Boston." And this is Dave Atkins in Republic Steel. And when we come back, I'm gonna talk to you about spelling. So just hold tight. But while we're off the air, they're going to hear Please Come to Boston from the new album, and they're going to like it, I guarantee it. All right. There we go. There we heard a nice sample of what we were talking about. And Dave Atkins is still on the phone with me, and we figured out the spelling of Republic Steel, but what you all heard was Please Come to Boston. You heard a nice lead up to it. And Dave, that's Dale Ann. You're great, man. The vocals are just, you made that song your own for the next, 20 years, I think.
Oh, thanks, man. I love it. It's been such a blessing to us, and it is. It's one of our craft favorites, and usually we get asked a bunch for it at our shows, especially the folks that really know who we are. And man, it's always a blessing when people really got something that means something to them. And so we're really proud of it. So
and that's something they can all take away with them. They can take that back with them. They can follow the melody. A lot of them probably remember the original run of that tune. And so they can take that back in a new style. And you've made it bluegrass in a wonderful way. And when we were off the air. Go ahead.
I love to hear the stories, folks come up and say, hey, the first time I heard that, I was on a beach and I had my kids on vacation and we were in New Jersey. And they played that song every hour. I mean, there's so many of those stories, and it says, both my kids are married and grown and got kids of their own, but for that 3 minutes, it takes me back. And I mean, man, that's where music, that's where you get your blessings from music.
I'll tell you mine really quick, and it's a true story. And that year that came out, my older brother and I traveled across the country in a Volkswagen Beetle. This is true. Now, my brother played college basketball. So we're living in this bug, sleeping on the side of the road, driving across the country, and that song was popular.
Wow.
Well, back then, there was nothing other than catching the new station as you got to town. So every time we got to town or knew we found the new station, we must have heard Please Come to Boston 100 times. So every time I hear that song, I'm back in a blue, beat-up Volkswagen Beetle with my big brother sleeping on the side of the road somewhere in Texas.
Awesome, man. That is awesome.
Isn't that funny how that song is just, I guess it was on the air for so long. It touched so many people. And like you said, all the stories associated with it. But boy, you did it proud. You really did. It's going to be a fan favorite for a long time. Hey, we were talking off the air about Republic Steel. And I like that story. If you wouldn't mind shedding some light on the name of the band, please.
Oh, sure, man. Yeah. As I was telling you, the Republic Steel band name, when we were getting together and we were starting this thing out, and it got to the point, well, hey, we have to have a name. So we started talking, and both my grandfathers worked at a mines in Pike County, Kentucky,
yeah.
Huge mining place, and mines everywhere. And my grandfather was one of my very best friends up until the day he died, and me and him were really close. And so both my grandfathers worked at this old mines. Kenny's grandfather and father worked there. Danny Ray's father and grandfather worked there. And came to find out they all worked at the same place. and it was called Republic Steel. And the steel mill, what happened, the steel mill in Pennsylvania was running so much steel and using coal to melt it that they got their, they come down and put coal mines in because that way they could buy the coal from themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's a much cheaper way of doing it.
Sure.
So in honor of all the coal miners and especially our grandfathers, we named it Republic Steel. And to keep from being logged, we changed the name and we call it Hillbilly Steel.
The key from being logged. Yeah, well, if you look it up, if you look up Dave Adkins, you'll find enough, A-D-K-I-N-S. But if you search for Republic Steel, tell them how they got to spell it to find it first, Dave.
R-E-P-U-B-L-I-K-S-T-E-E-L-E. That's our hillbilly spelling.
That's your hillbilly spelling of Republic Steel. And that's all clean. Can't nobody come after you for that one.
Nobody can get me on that. Now, Dave Adkins, I'm not sure about.
Oh man, I'm having a blast. I'm so glad
me
we
too,
finally
buddy.
Hooked up.
Thanks for having me on. I've been wanting to talk to you forever.
Oh wow.
Just couldn't get our times down. Man, today's the day, and I'm careful. Thanks so much.
It's a great, and I've seen you peek in the chat room once or twice, and we've talked on Facebook about let's getting this done, and man, it finally worked out great. I'm having a good time. I always let everybody pick a tune, and I let them pick whatever they want. But when we were off there, I asked if it would be okay with when we came back on the air if I could play from this new album, Get 'Em Up. And you want to tell them a little bit about that? And you said that I could. So set this up, and I'll find Get 'Em Up on the playlist here.
Well, you know, I guess you knew that I wrote that song.
Yeah.
Get 'Em Up.
Yeah.
I wrote it. And one Sunday, we were going to the studio late that evening. And Sunday morning, I was watching Joel Osteen before me and my wife went to church. And he came to this line. And you know, Joel Osteen's got this huge, I guess it's a Texan accent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, have you heard about Daniel in the lion's den? And he started naming these things that, you know, have you heard about? And man, that hit me like a ton of lead. So on the way to the studio, I was going over to do some vocals for the rest of the CD, and I told my wife, I said, get a piece of paper quick. And she got a piece of paper, and I said, all right, just write this down. And I said, have you heard about Daniel the Lion's Den? So she started writing, and when I got to the studio, I said, Steve, I got this idea for a song. Let me tell you how this goes. And I sang it to him, and he goes, man, that's going on an album.
Yeah.
I love it.
And you're talking about Steve Gulley. You sang that for Steve Gulley, and he said yes right away.
Yeah, he loved it.
I've played it on
really tickled me, man.
I've played it on the program here a couple times, and I've told you normally I kind of fold it in with certain other artists and certain feel for a kind of an upbeat gospel-y tune. And man, this just fits the bill for me to a T, and I appreciate you explaining how that came about. But I would love to play for the audience now, Get 'Em Up from the new album. And you might as well stand up, folks, because you're going to get up. By the time it's over, some great singing and just a great melody. And you did a good job on this one, Dave.
Thank you so much.
All right. Let's dial it in. All right. Now they're all standing. Now everybody out there in the radio world is upstanding because they just heard Get 'Em Up from Dave Adkins and Republic Steel. Man, that is, you were saying off the air that there is a little bit of instrumentation in that, but you do that live. Tell them what happens when you're doing that one live.
Oh, we just leave the little guitar part out of it. We do the finger snaps, and we just sang it last weekend at Ralph Stanley's on Cahill's Home, and man, they really enjoyed it. That's always a pleasure to see, you know.
Yeah, it's just an energy-packed song, and I'm glad that you took the time to describe how it came
to
be.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Well,
it's really one of my favorites. It really is.
Hey, before we get into maybe one more cut, I know you're getting your mind set for your big national anthem debut tonight. I don't want to put any more pressure on you.
Yeah, appreciate that.
But where are you headed with the band? What you mentioned at a festival last week. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the website. They can follow the band on the website, I assume, right? Now that we told them how to spell it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The website, the Facebook page, you know, we have a like page. We call it a friend page. I don't refer to anybody as a fan. That's just something I believe in, man. I just don't think that anybody, you know, I just can't stand the thought of calling somebody a fan. And I tell people this until I'm blue in the face. If you're good enough to listen to our music, or you come to the park where we get to play at, or you come and see us, and a lot of folks will feed us or bring us water while we're playing.
Isn't that something?
But, you know, you're not a fan. You're a friend.
Yeah. And
that's the thing that we look at it. Yeah. You'll never hear me or any of the other guys say anything about a fan unless it's something that keeps you cool. You know what I mean?
That's good. Now you got to have fans. Now you got to have Dave Atkins and Republic Steel handheld fans. Now,
there you go.
Get that. Put that down.
Marketing.
Put that down for marketing. Yeah, put that on the website. You guys are. You have a website. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. And I make this point sometimes with bands that are maybe they're just younger bands. I don't mean to draw that line, but all those things are available. And I can tell you this, folks, that and we're talking to Dave Atkins here, you're making those available for people to find you because they're looking for you on those type of social media, and you're covering it all. And I don't know how you do it, how you have time to do it all. You have people helping you, but you can find Dave Atkins and Republic Steel on just about any kind of social media. Of course, you can find them on their website. But Ben, you're out there. You're not hiding. You're right available.
Well, thanks, man. And you know, playing is that's our strong suit. You know, getting out and playing and seeing folks, and that's where we do our thing at. Man, we just yesterday we just got through. We're going to be out in Oklahoma in September for the state chili barbecue or something, and we're so excited. You know about that, and
well, those people will need some healing when you get out there in September.
Oh man, you know they've been through so much, and we just hope to get out there and bring a little hillbilly joy to them for a while, and you know do our thing out there. And next week, tonight Vanderbilt does the national anthem.
Yeah,
Friday and Saturday of next week we're at the Hills of Home. Or no. Bluegrass, Mickey's Mountain, Bluegrass in the Hills, up in Hopedale, Ohio. And then we're Rudy Fest, man. I'm telling you, Rudy Fest is it's a monster. It's great. Which Hills of Home is great. Or Bluegrass in the Hills is great too. We're pretty busy, but anybody that wants to check out our schedule or come to see a show, like you say, we have Penny McDaniel doing that helps us on our publicity side.
Sure.
To help us take care of stuff. And it is growing. It's been blessed well beyond what I ever thought that we would do. And we're, you know, very proud and tickled that we can get people to help us. Penny McDaniel, Josh Trivett, and Peter Kaiser, Laura Jane Ford over at Moonstruck Management, they're huge helps. So that's how we keep up with everything. We have a great team that just help us out so much, and thanks for noticing that, man. That really means a lot that you do see us working hard to try to stay out.
Hey, there's a lot of joy that comes through your discussion of it and your singing, and clearly you guys are having a good time, and you got good people that are helping you get the word out so they can find you and share this.
Well, thank you. We just get so excited, and people ask, is that genuine happiness that they see when we're playing? And you know it is, man. We're not a stuffy band. If somebody makes a mistake, we just get the biggest kick out of it because, you know what, you're human. You know, that thing is music. A live show is a live show.
Oh, and you got to see live music. You have to see live music.
You know, that's where we're at. Our live shows is our bread and butter. Cause we, you know, I got a saying, we ain't good, but we're loud.
You're pretty good. You're a very humble guy, Dave, but this album is just top to bottom. And I told you I want you to pick another tune here in a minute. And I don't want to keep you all day. I'll keep you as long as you want, but I know you got to get your mind right for tonight for the national anthem. You got to.
Yeah, I've got. I've got a couple of things I have to do before the anthem tonight. But, you know, thank you so much. Man, it's been a pleasure. And hopefully we'll get to do this again real soon.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to have to make it out to the show, man.
I will do that. Let's pick them one more, and then we'll play that one. If you want to get out now, we can say get out now and leave them with a tune live. However you want to do it, but you pick the next one. I got to pick the second one. You pick the third one.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do Heartstrings.
All right.
That one is near and dear to my heart. I wrote it for Valentine's Day last year. You know, man, times is tough. Money's tight. And I went to my wife and I said, you know, what in the world can I get you for Valentine's Day? You know our situation, what we have, you know, what can I do? Because I don't want to just not get you something. So she said, well, I'll tell you what. She said, in all the years we've been together, you've never written me a song. If you'll do that for me, you're good to go. You got a free pass.
Wow.
So I said, wow. I said, that makes my heartstrings flutter. I said, that's amazing.
I get it. I get it.
I was so tickled. So the next day I came in, I was like, well, all right, I told you you made my heartstrings flutter, so here it is.
That's great. That's great. You mean you actually told her when you were courting and you sang Please Come to Boston, you went ahead and told her that you didn't write it?
I know. Can you
believe it? Oh, geez. Okay. All right. Well, that's a nice lead up to Heartstrings. You going to stick around for 2 minutes and we'll come back and say goodbye, or you need to head out now?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's listen to that, and then we'll come back.
All right. Let's listen to Heartstrings from Dave Atkins and Republic Steel. This is the one that got him a free pass. Dude, it ain't forever. It's just for now. It's not a free pass forever. You bought yourself some time, but you might have to write a new song. But this one song ain't going to last forever. I've been married for a long time. I'm telling you the truth. Let's play this Heartstrings before we both get in trouble. There we heard. That was Heartstrings from the new album, Dave Atkins and Republic Steel. And you heard the story about why Dave wrote that, and it's a nice little tune.
Thank you so much. But, you know, it didn't work at Christmas.
You got to write a Christmas song, brother.
Well, I came in and I was like, you know, Santa Claus is coming. And she's like, don't even think about it now. So.
Well, you got some time. You got 6 months. You got to work on another one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I tried. You can't be the man to try.
No, you can't. All right. Dave Atkins, man, this is a blast. Let's do it again. And
let's do that. And I sure hope that you get out and see us sometime this year, man. I'd love to hang out with you.
I'll catch up to you.
Thanks so much for having me on, okay?
It's been a joy, brother, and good luck tonight. And I'll catch up to you on the road, and we'll schedule this again down the road. No matter how big you are, you're coming back here, right? No matter how big you get,
there you go.
You're coming back. All right.
Well, I'm on a diet, so maybe I'll come back a little smaller.
I ain't what I meant. Dave Atkins, brother, thanks so much for spending some time with us, and a great album. Good luck with that whole thing and your tour. And I will catch you somewhere. I promise. I'll find it. I'll show up at the stage and say, "Here I'm is."
See you, buddy.
All right, take it easy. See you, Dave. That was fun. He's a good guy. I knew it was going to be like that. I've never talked to David. I just knew it. From messages we've traded, I knew we were going to have a good time. And we did. That was fun. Dave Atkins and Republic Steel. The new album on Rural Rhythm is entitled That's Just the Way I Roll. And as you can tell, David does what he wants to do. Now, he gets approval from the people that are producing the records, but Please Come to Boston meant something to him. He has a little bit of a different sound all the time, and excellent, excellent